Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second, the first baseman, Joakuel. Batting third, the left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joakuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Walker moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Keltner moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bijma moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Bijma moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Bijma scores. QL moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Appling covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Dietrich reaches second base with a double. Tresh moves to third. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Tresh. Dietrich moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters pinch hits for Mel Harder. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Chapman trying to get to third. Dietrich throws to Owen who tags Chapman for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dietrich takes first base on ball four. Tresh moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 4 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh catches it and throws to first to double up Trosky. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Oscar Grimes. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Averill reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Clint Brown now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Averill moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell is walked intentionally. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. Heath strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.